Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
This episode of the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio is brought to you by Tavati Pet. Tavati Pet is the makers of the science-backed, veterinarian-trusted, natural topical formula. It supports joint health and mobility in dogs. Learn more at Tavati.com. TVATI.com.
It's Oh Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your Oh Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
What's up, pet pals? Welcome to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I admit it. I love big mutts and I cannot lie. Okay, I do love all dogs. On our show today, we have a very special champion of big dogs in need of great homes. She is the founder of the largest cage-free, no-kill dog rescue in the entire country. It is called the Big Dog Ranch Rescue, located in Loxahatchee, Florida. And here on our show today, please give pause and applause to the founder and president, the incredible Lori Simmons. Welcome, welcome, Lori.
Oh, thank you, Arden. We're so excited to be on your great show today.
Hey, pet pals, Lori's here. She's going to show us how the Big Dog Ranch Rescue saves lives in, yep, this is going to be an ongoing theme, big ways. You will discover more after we take this quick break, but you all know the drill already. You got to sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. Oh Behave will be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Oh Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I am so stoked because today on our show is the founder and CEO of the Big Dog Ranch Rescue. It's located on, it's got to be a big place, right? 33 acres in a place called Loxahatchee, Florida. And what brought us to invite Lori, her name is Lori Simmons, is that she and her team were recently featured on the show Animal Zone Network to really chronicle all the great work that you and your team have been doing. So we got to give you big applause, big, big, big applause, Lori. And let's get this show going, right?
Thank you so much. And thank you for having us. Anytime we can spread the message about how many wonderful dogs are out there needing homes, we are excited to share the word.
Well, I'd love to get the backstory, if I could, from you first, Lori, because I know it was some years ago, and I understand you went to a kill shelter, and there were 14 dogs scheduled to be euthanized. Bring us back. Put us in your time capsule. Bring us back. How long ago was this? Where was it? And how did that prove to be the catalyst for the Big Dog Ranch Rescue?
Almost 20 years ago, I was busy raising my three sons and running my two companies. I was a high-end custom home builder building giant homes all over South Florida and had an interior design business with 9 designers, 5 drafters, doing work all over the country. My sons had to have this certain Weimaraner from this certain breeder. And of course, they picked pick of the litter. What that meant was mom had to take this dog to dog shows all over the country till it got its championship. And I was made aware that even Weimaraners ended up in kill shelters because of overcrowding. They asked me to help out with the Weimaraner rescue, and I went to pick up my first dog at a shelter, being clueless to the overwhelming problem of homeless dogs, and ended up diving in, taking over the Florida Weimaraner rescue, buying a nice 5-acre facility for them, and just learned all about rescue, why dogs ended up in shelters. And then the 2008 recession happened. Everybody was losing their homes, couldn't afford their mortgages.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
All of that. And shelters were just overwhelmed with family pets that were being euthanized for space. When the shelter has 50 kennels and you have 150 dogs coming in a week, and only 30 of them are leaving, they had no choice. I went down there to pick up one Weimaraner, had one crate in my car, a big SUV, watched kennel cards being pulled on a Shepherd, a Golden Retriever, a Great Dane, a Chihuahua, Yorkie, mixed breeds. And I said, why are you pulling their kennel cards? It was the end of the day. And they said, oh, we're euthanizing every day now with all the amount of dogs coming in. And I said, well, today these aren't going to be euthanized. And I put 14 dogs in my car.
That's more than a clown car, Lori. Give us the visual.
One dog in one crate, which I figured was going to be the problem child, the Weimaraner. The shelter said, you can't do this. They're going to fight on the way home. You're going to wreck your car. And I said, no, they're not. So I had a long talk with the dogs and told them this was their way out. They weren't going to be euthanized tonight, but they could end up dying anyway if they didn't behave on the way home.
You sound like a mama bear. Yeah.
Anyway, that led from me just running Florida Weimaraner Rescue and having a facility just for the Weims to all breeds. And just started out with what forming Big Dog Ranch Rescue started out with, knowing that the big dogs are the hardest to get out because not everybody can afford to have a big dog or space for a big dog. So I started focusing on all the large breed dogs along with the Weimaraners. And we outgrew our 5-acre facility within a year.
Wow.
Went to a 20-acre facility that we thought we could rebuild and rehab. It was originally a wildlife facility, but zoning wasn't cooperative in Palm Beach County. So we were there for a few years.
Were you by Animal Safari? Were you by that place?
Is
that
very close?
Okay.
Yes. Very close to Lion Country Safari, probably about 5 minutes away. And we outgrew the 5-acre facility and bought a 33-acre facility that was a defunct, bankrupt nursery property.
Oh, wow.
And started from ground up and being a builder, wannabe architect, and interior designer, I designed it all with the way I felt that people would want to come see dogs. And if I was a dog, that I would want to live while waiting for that forever home.
So give me a couple things. Put on your big dog alter ego right now. What would make the Big Dog Ranch Rescue something that a big dog says, oh, yeah, this is it. I like this
place.
Well,
what I would always see when I would go into the shelters to get dogs out on their last day when they were going to be euthanized is dogs in confined spaces and these narrow runs with a guillotine door going to the other side, another narrow run while they clean their kennel. And good dogs I would watch go crazy. And it turns a good dog into a bad dog by being in this confined, I call them jail cells, and nothing to stimulate their mind, no interaction with other dogs. There's, you know, solid panels between them. And time after time, I would see a dog, you know, that was perfectly fine when they first came in, and they're doing circles, they're lunging at the gates, they're going kennel crazy.
Yeah, that's the right term.
Yes. So what I wanted to create was an atmosphere as much like a home environment as possible for these dogs. So our dogs live in 12 by 12 bunk rooms, like a bedroom.
That's like a high-priced New York apartment. 12 by 12.
And each bunk room has a door leading to one of the outside half-acre play yards that they all share. We have four half-acre play yards. And each dog has a roommate. So roommate or two or three. If they're medium-sized dogs, they might have four dogs per room.
Kind of like coming to college, your freshman year.
Like a dorm. But dogs need socialization. They need interaction. They need to be able to see outside. They need to be able to go in and out and have exercise and play yards and socialization with people and other dogs and not cramped up in a sad kennel. And all my friends would tell me, oh, I can't go to a shelter. It makes me way too sad. So in designing the facility in like a family ranch style with all these bunk room bedrooms for the dogs and big play yards with shallow swimming pools for them to play in and meet and greet areas, I wanted to take the sad out of sheltering and make it a family-friendly, happy place where the dogs are happy living in their environment. They show better and people don't feel sad when they come here.
Yeah, you went from sad to glad.
Sad to glad. And you know what? It's made a world of difference. Everybody told me, oh, you can't co-house dogs. And I said, watch me. We're going to do this. Dogs are happier this way.
Well, you're the same lady that can get 14 dogs in your car, so your vehicle. So my money's on you, Lori Simmons. I mean, seriously. Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to dive into more. This is a can-do person, and she's making a big difference for dogs of all sizes, but special heartbeats for the big dogs that need homes. And that is Lori Simmons from the Big Dog Ranch Rescue. Everybody, sit, stay. We're going to be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
We wear fur and we're damn proud of it.
What?
And our four legs.
And our tail.
And we go to the bathroom outside.
Well, we may not be too proud of that. Sniff around, then mark your spot right here. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Lily Tomlin, and I invite you to listen to the Old Behave Show with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper, and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Obehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. This is quite a tale, and it's a wonderful tale, and it's being told by Lori Simmons. She is the CEO and founder of Big Dog Ranch Rescue. That's in Loxahatchee, Florida. Are you impressed I could actually pronounce that, Lori?
Easier to say Palm Beach County.
But it's on kind of the way western end and north end of the county. Palm Beach County is pretty darn big, though.
Yes. Yeah. It's grown. I've lived here all my life and watched it grow.
Well, what we love about this, and you've been touching about part of it, is that I've had big dogs and little dogs in my life. And, you know, people, you know, we want to kind of bust some myths, if you would, Lori, because you know big dogs and you won't lie. And that is that, you know, sometimes they're pretty big sofa loungers, aren't they?
Absolutely. People think, oh, a Great Dane, I can't have it in an apartment. A Great Dane is actually a great apartment dog. You know, they don't require a ton of exercise. Most of them move pretty slow. They're happy just lounging on a couch.
Yeah, versus the Pomeranian when the doorbell rings.
100%.
No offense to Pomeranians. No offense. But I had a Bernese Mountain Dog mix, and I have now a spicy little Chihuahua poodle mix as my littlest dog. And ask me who pumped up the volume.
Yeah, the Chihuahuas actually, people don't realize they rule the house. You know, I have 11 grand dogs. And we're all together with our grand dogs and my dogs. The one that rules the whole show tells everybody what to do. And God forbid one of the big dogs tries to get on the couch. That Chihuahua, Millie, will not let them. So
Millie the Chihuahua?
Runs the show.
Well, see, that's one myth. So, you know, so folks, it hurts my heart when some restrictions and rentals are by size of pet. It should be by temperament, don't you think, Lori?
100%. These breed restrictions, size restrictions, really, we have to get rid of those. We've got to educate American landlords and homeowners associations. We cannot label a breed as bad. We cannot label a big dog's going to cause more of a problem than a small dog. We've got to get rid of those myths by educating. Dogs should be evaluated on each individual dog, not breed or size. And I think what these landlords across our country and these homeowners associations need to realize, they are signing a death sentence for these big dogs. When people have to downsize or move into a certain school district zone or move to for work related to be closer to their work, and they have to give up their dog because they can't find a place to rent or a homeowners association or renters policies that restrict big dogs or certain breeds, they're signing a death sentence for the family dog. They're tearing apart families.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, dogs need to be evaluated individually on their own character, their own behavior, all of that. And we need to do something about that as a country, because 40% of all of these big dogs entering kill shelters and being euthanized are due to the fault of these landlords' restrictions and renters' policies and homeowners' restrictions. And this needs to end.
I know. And I know in the state of Florida, the Governor DeSantis, he actually signed not one, but two animal rights bills at the Big Dog Ranch Rescue, right?
Yes. You know, he just backed our breeder bill, which we want all breeders to register and be inspected before they're allowed to sell puppies, not only to protect the way the animals are treated while they're being bred and adopt standards of care, but also for the consumer that's getting a sick puppy full of hookworms or as parvo from a backyard breeder not following rules and doing things right. So we've got some good proponents out there in government. And if we can get some legislation passed to stop these breed and size restrictions, stop the cruelty and the bad actors in breeding, we can really make a difference.
So you also got some media spotlight recently. Animal Zone, I guess they came to visit to do a special show. And I love the title. It was called Big Hearts for Big Dogs Inside America's Largest No-Kill Rescue. Tell us what that was all about, and how can people find out about that episode?
It was great. We were on Animal Zone, which is shown on Around the World TV. Arthur was fabulous coming out.
You don't want to say his last name. It almost sounds like Weimerheimer.
Yeah, it's hard to pronounce.
It's Arthur von Weissenberger. Did I get it right?
You certainly did. Better than
I sounds like Weimerheimer. Come on.
Yes. He ended up doing two episodes because there's so much to see here at Big Dog. And we loved having him here. And again, getting the exposure out, letting people know we're here. We're here to make a difference between our dogs here at Big Dog Ranch in Palm Beach County on the Loxahatchee campus. We have about 600 dogs and puppies on site, about 300 in foster. We have a second facility in Alabama, which has another 600 dogs and puppies. So anything you want as far as a breed, a certain breed, a size, or a mixed breed, or a puppy, or a senior dog, we've got it, and we're happy to adopt it and deliver it to your home, because every single dog that leaves here gives us a spot to save another life that's in jeopardy on a youth list at overcrowded shelter.
I know you probably have a good guess. How many dogs do you say Big Dog Ranch Rescue has actually saved the lives of since you opened the doors?
We're a little over 88,000 dogs.
Wow. 88,000, Lori? Take a play bow.
You know, I feel like it's a grain of salt. I want it to be 10 times that amount. People don't realize that, you know, it was under 2 million dogs being euthanized, dogs and cats being euthanized in shelters. And end of 2019, early 2020. And that has escalated to over 10 million.
Oh my gosh.
Due to economy inflation that happened starting in 2020 to 2024 with the rise in fuel prices, which drives up the price of everything, the rise in rents, the cost of groceries, cost of pet food, and cost of pet care. Veterinary care has tripled.
Oh, yeah. I know. I have 5 animals.
Yes, because it's gone up to the point where a lot of people can't afford to care for their animals. And when they're suffering, they surrender them to a shelter because they don't want to see them suffer, but they can't afford their vet care. And that's really all due to the fact that 6 corporations, private equity and corporations, have gone in, bought out all the veterinary clinics, all the emergencies and specialty hospitals.
Yep, it's no more independence.
Yeah, they pay a lot of money for these clinics and their investors have to make money. I understand it, but it has driven the prices so high that people, when their pet dies, they think twice now about getting another one because of the cost of vet care. So due to the inflation that happened between 2020 and 2024 and the cost of vet care, the cost of rents going up, housing costs going up, fuel, groceries, pet food, everything, owner surrenders and dogs entering shelters tripled. And we kind of lost all the ground we had gained over the past 12 years with getting euthanasia numbers down, and it all escalated again, just like in 2008. So, you know, hopefully inflation is coming down. Things are starting to get back on track. And I'm hoping those numbers start going down because it's really sad that wonderful family adoptable dogs are strictly dying due to space.
Yes.
In shelters, because they're so overcrowded. And like I said, you got 50 kennels, you got 150 coming in a week. We can't blame this on the shelters, the shelter directors, the staff.
They work hard. Yes.
They work hard. They didn't go into that to kill animals. They just have no choice because they have so many coming in. So I urge to the public, please go to a rescue, go to a shelter, adopt a dog. Don't promote bad breeding. Don't get me wrong. There are good breeders out there that do this right. We want to escalate them. We want to promote them. We want to take the bad actors out of it.
I love it.
We want our purebreds. We want the people that show their dogs and do it right. And, you know, small breeding operations. We just want to shut down the cruel, bad puppy mills. Go adopt, don't shop.
I wanted to ask you, Lori, if I could, because there's a couple other things I want people to know about the Big Dog Ranch Rescue. First, we're going to say it again at the end of the show, but how do people find you?
You go to our website. 2 ways to get there, BigDogRanchRescue.org, or the shortcut is BDRR.org.
Now, tell us about the Big Dog University and what you do for veterans with service dogs.
So one thing I learned very early in dog rescue is not only are we healing that dog by saving them, but the people that adopt them, that get our dogs, whether it be a senior person who lost her husband and is lonely, and the dog has healed them and given them the reason to keep on getting up and walking and taking away their loneliness. So many ways dogs heal dogs. So
yeah,
one thing I realized is that our veterans out there that are suffering from disabilities, that are suffering from PTSD or have mobility issues, can't get out of a chair on their own, can't bend over and pick up a item from the floor, is that dogs are healers and dogs can make such a difference in these people's lives. So we took with our rescue dogs and started a service dog program.
Good.
Hired some great trainers that train these dogs specifically for these disabled veterans' needs. And we looked at a lot of veteran dog training programs, and they all train the dogs as service dogs, but most of them don't train specifically for what that veteran needs.
Okay.
And every single veteran has different needs, whether they need woken up in the middle of the night and have traumatic nightmares to stop the nightmare, whether they need that dog to sense an anxiety attack starting and to calm that person down, whether they need a dog to brace in front of them where they have something to plant their hands on to be able to get up out of a chair without using a walker or a cane.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether it be turning on light switches, opening doors and closing doors, picking up packages and carrying them, or just cover and security for being out in the public when people are approaching them, for that dog to know to get in front of them and give them space. Every single veteran is different with their needs. So what we're different at Big Dog Ranch with our veteran service dog program is we train the dogs for obedience for 6 months, and not every dog makes it. I mean, maybe 1 out of 100 dogs that we test for this, we'll get into the program. 75% of them will go on and be successful to be a service dog. So during, you know, the 6 months of training, we identify what the dogs are great at. And then we pair them up with the veterans. The veterans at Big Dog Ranch program get to be a part of choosing their dog. Because let's face it, not every person likes every person or is attracted to each person.
Oh, come on. I love everybody on this planet, Lori. I'm just kidding.
And different personalities work better with different, you know, dogs. So they're very much a part of getting to know the dogs.
Oh, yeah. It's a big matchup.
Us figuring out which dog will be able to perform the task they need. So after that 6 months, and then they meet their veteran, we do 6 months more of training with that veteran, and we train the dog for those specific tasks. Therefore, we have a 99.8% success rate with the veteran.
Good, good. You are a matchmaker, yeah.
We've successfully trained 235 veteran service dogs and paired them and made a difference in all of those veterans' lives. We've just opened a new 18,000 square foot building.
Wow.
To triple that program, because we have a waiting list of over 350 veterans that truly need service dogs. And we're excited to help more veterans and save more dogs with this program.
Well, we need to kind of wrap things up, but I do want to salute you, Lori, and your team at Big Dog Ranch Rescue for all the things that you're doing. Did you ever take a picture of you in that car with 14 dogs? You should have.
I wish I would have, but I was a little busy trying to make sure I was controlling them. So
we, before those that do see this on my YouTube channel, at the end of the show, Lori's got a big dog in her arms.
I have one that's going to be a big dog. It's a little mastiff mix puppy. Mother was abandoned out in the field down in an area called the Redlands in South Florida. Another unwanted pregnancy. So somebody dumped their dog that was pregnant. And we got this litter. They were covered in fleas and ticks and got them healthy. And now they're 8 weeks and ready to get spayed and neutered and go to homes.
Oh, that's a beautiful dog. I just adopted a dog with 20 different breeds. She's a brown dog, too. Brown dog, brown dog. Her name is Nova.
Yeah, people don't realize typical brown dog, black dog, they're the last to be looked at in a shelter. And they have so much love to give.
They do. They do. Hey, if you could have one big dog superpower that you don't have as a two-legged human, Lori Simmons, what would it be and why?
A one big dog superpower? As a dog, I would tell everybody, we are God spelled backwards. We deserve to be treated with kindness, not cruelty. All we want to do is give you love and happiness. And I just wish everybody would have a dog in their home, would adopt a dog that needs rescue, and we could end this dog homelessness problem. That's my mission. That's my goal.
I say big woofs to you, Lori Simmons. Hey, people, please check out the Big Dog Ranch Rescue at bdrr.org. At this time, also, I want to give a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of all the shows on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network on the planet. Lori, you survived being on the Old Behave Show. What do you think?
I loved it. And I love getting our message out. And Arden, thank you for being such a great proponent for dogs.
You bet. Folks, when I'm not behind the mic, my big passion is helping you learn how to save the lives of pets. I'm a master certified pet first aid instructor for Pet First Aid For You, my company, and my shelter alums, Pet Safety Dogs, Kona and Nova Six Toes, plus Pet Safety Cat Casey and I teach people all over the world. So please check out Pet First Aid For You. And until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.